should be a bit of deja vu. We just heard this gospel, I think, 2 weekends ago. And so our mother presents it to us again, the church presents it to us again for our reflection. This whole idea of the weeds that grow amongst the wheat, and the disciples and the servants of the kingdom want to pluck them out. And Jesus says, no, let them grow. For you run the risk of uprooting what is good if you focus on what is evil. He says, I will take care of them. Give them to me. We don't do nothing. Give them to me. So what's the takeaway? I think there are two principal takeaways from this. In regard to the evil that is growing in our midst, in the midst of the kingdom of God, not just the world, but the kingdom of God. Number one is don't be surprised. I think Jesus is saying, don't be surprised. There's going to be weeds. There's going to be evil. I've allowed him to have his little reign, just like I did with Job. Because in there is some brilliance of the Lord that he knows that the presence of evil will somehow purify and awaken us to make a choice for good regularly and condition. So number one, don't be surprised that there's evil in your spouse, that there's evil in your family, that there's evil in the world, in the church. Don't be surprised. And number two, Jesus says, and don't make that your goal, your aim, to pluck that one thing out. We know this in human relationships, don't we? If we push too hard on that thing that's not right, that's imperfect, we run the risk of destroying the relationship. And the relationship is one of the fruits of the triune God, to be in communion with others. This is good news, because who did this first and modeled it perfectly? Jesus. Walking with the 12, they were filled with imperfection. They weren't champions. They started off losers, just like us. And Jesus made them into champions, into saints. But he had to walk with them for years in their squabbles, in their idiosyncrasies, in their imperfections. As he walked, he said, no, I'm gonna make wheat come out of this. The weeds will be sorted out later. So we too should first of all realize that Jesus is doing that to us. So when we become excited about the weeds, we should be thankful that Jesus isn't overly excited about the weeds in us and going to pluck them out. But he's going to allow them to grow and sift them out in time. And then there will be a burning and wailing and grinding of teeth. The works of evil and the evil one will be destroyed in the end, Jesus says very clearly. But that's his time. That's his work. But we must be involved in it insofar as we are not surprised. And we do not fixate. We give it to him, all the weeds, all the evil, and say, Jesus, take care of this in me, in the world, in that around me. And we move forward building wheat, harvesting for the kingdom. There's the message for today.